The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to A Space of Being with Grace Hart, where for an hour we will ride the magical wave of infinite possibilities and together create real-time change for you and our sweet planet. Would you be willing to create a totally different reality? Are you ready to be the magician and alchemist in your life? Get ready. Here's Grace Hart.
Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. Hope you are well. And if you're not well, how about we just do a clearing straight up? So gather all that stuff that you have bought real and true and solid, and it's maybe making you miserable or heavy, or at the very least, not allowing you to be in the field of infinite possibility. So everything that is right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So today is, the topic of today is judgment. And it's a really interesting topic for me because my interesting point of view is that it's the number one killer on our planet. So is judgment killing you, your sweet, sweet body? Is it killing your relationships? And is it killing the possibilities that you could actually be choosing if you weren't functioning from judgment? Now, it's really interesting for me in that before I came into Access Consciousness, so as you guys know, this call or this show is using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. So please go to accessconsciousness.com to find out all about the Access clearings and the Access information. If you want specifically to know about the clearing, right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, please go to theclearingstatement.com. Okay, so before I did any Access, actually, I had the point of view, and now I get it's an interesting point of view, that I really didn't function from judgment, which now is hysterical because as I've done more and more classes, I've become more and more aware of all the sneaky little places that judgment has shown up in my world. Now, judgment can be positive as well, you know. So when I first came into Access, I had the judgment that my marriage was perfect and my life was perfect. It was more just the finances that would have liked to have increased. And that was true. That was actually true and real for me. And so when you actually say it's a beautiful day or I've got a beautiful marriage or you have that positive judgment, that can actually stick you. So what's the difference between judgment and awareness? Well, judgment separates. And awareness actually creates oneness. So you can have the awareness, wow, I've got a beautiful relationship, or it's a beautiful day, and that's an awareness. But if you actually say it's a beautiful day because it's sunny, or you go into a judgment of what a beautiful day is, it creates something different. So what about if we just for this next hour played with all the spaces and places where judgment could be killing you, your sweet body, and your relationships? And what I'd love to invite you to is, you know, what world would be created if we stopped judging ourselves, each other, and functioned and made choices based on awareness and what's possible? Because, guys, we've been actually taught in this reality that judgment is significant. Judgment is actually the way to create more, or judgment is the way to work out where you're at and where you want to go. And what if that actually wasn't true? So what I'm presenting today is, what if you actually got that there was a seat? And right now, I'm almost finished writing a book called The Judgment Seat. And really what it's about is inviting you to that awareness of, what if everything's a choice? And right now you could be functioning from a no-choice reality. So what that means is you just think that, so with the judgment seat, there's lots of seats available that you can choose. You know, there's the seat of infinite possibilities that you could choose to sit on and function from. There's the seat of judgment that you could function from. There's the seat of procrastination that you could function from. There's lots of seats that you can choose. However, if you're sitting on the seat of no choice or one choice. So what does the seat of no choice look like? Well, it basically looks like you have no choice. You bought the lie that you have no choice. And you've also bought the lie that everything happens outside of yourself. The power is outside of yourself. In other words, you can't change your life and living. You can't change your reality. It's because of that person or because of the ex or because of the money or because of where you're living or because of your age. You know, how many points of views, i.e. judgments, are you using to lock yourself and stick yourself into a life of no choice? So everything and all that is right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. So usually when you're functioning from no choice, as I'm talking to you, if this is something that's reading for you, it's kind of tricky because when you're sitting on the no choice and someone says you have choice, because you've got the no choice seat going on, it's really easy to go, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, it's I would change if this happened. I would choose different if that happened. And, you know, you have all these great points of views. And that is actually the language of when you're sitting in the no choice seat. Okay, guys. So then there's the sort of the and or choice seat where you actually believe or you have that idea of, oh, I do have choice, but it's either this or this. And usually when you're functioning from that, that's actually what shows up in your world. In other words, when you go to look at your possibilities, there's pretty much only two. And what if that was a lie, guys? What if you were just sitting on the two-choice seat? And what if you could choose something totally different? So that's what Access has actually given me. It's given me the tools and techniques to actually ask questions and look at, for example, what seat, in other words, what I'm choosing to be. And of course, guys, whatever seat you're sitting in is what you're being, therefore what you're creating. So right now, just actually go to the energy. And it's okay if you don't perceive it, guys. It's totally fine. But just trust. Just trust that this is actually happening, this process is happening. So go, just pull up all the energy of judgment in your universe. Whoa, okay. So everything all that is, let's just destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock. All nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Cool. And what would happen in your world if you just did that just today, all day, as much as you could, you know, when you're on the toilet, doing the dishes, in the car, whatever, you know, just in your head or out loud, pull up all the judgments that you have of yourself that you've made real and true, and you don't have to know them exactly. Just pull them up. Just pull them up as an energy. You've been doing it for trillions of years, or at least this lifetime, if you don't believe in reincarnation. Actually, let's go there. So all the spaces and places in this lifetime, other lifetimes, dimensions, realities, and non-realities, just tune into the judgments that you've placed on yourself, your sweet body. And also tune into the judgments that others have impelled on you and that you've made real and true for you because maybe you loved them or they meant well or, I don't know, whatever. So everything and all that is, are you willing to revoke, recount, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, and destroy and uncreate it all, please, and return it to senders of consciousness attached? Cool. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. So guys, oh, actually, I really did want to say this. Thank you so much for the people who are giving me feedback of this show. There's been really, really, really funny ones, as in, I don't even know what the heck you're saying, but I just feel really good after the show. And things are just showing up, and nothing's really changed in my world except listening to your show, and not only things are showing up, but I'm feeling a hell of a lot better. So yes, that's what happens. It's so easy, and it's so much fun. You know, what if change could be fun? What if change could be playful? What if it didn't have to be hard? And what if it, guys, was just a choice? And it's not a one choice. It's a choice that you can make in any 10 seconds, and you have the freedom to choose any seat you like. And of course, I'd like to get you to that point of realizing, just like in the Matrix, there is no spoon, I'd like you to get to the point where there is no seat. In other words, you're actually functioning from the space and being of being you and changing the world. You know, one of the co-founder of Access Consciousness, Dr. Dane here, has written a beautiful book called Be You Changing the World. And, you know, for me, when I've written my book, that's kind of where I headed to. It's like, you've got all these seats, you've got all these choices, and geez, you know, God, it's so confusing to work out what seat you're on or who you're being and what being and who am I anyway and what are these points of views and who am I being and what am I being and all of this sort of stuff. And it's really interesting because you can actually just get to the point of choosing you. How cool is that? And when you're actually being you, so you're not being the judgments, you're not being anything that isn't you, you're just being you. And when you're being you, there is no seat required. You're just being you, and you're actually functioning from a place of no judgment, no separation, and total oneness. So that's what my book that I'm writing at the moment is about, The Judgment Seat. It's getting you from that space of no choice or only a few choices to showing you the multitudes of choices that you could have, just a sample, of course, and then actually getting you and inviting you to that space of being where you're just being you and changing the world. And how cool is that? I mean, how easy is it to be you? You're super qualified, right? I can't be you. Yeah, that would be really tricky. So I can just be me and you just be you. How about that? Let's start a kind of movement, a little wave of being you and changing the world. How does it get better than that? Okay, so what I'd love to go into next is gratitude and judgment. So, you know, as I was talking about the judgment seat, what if there's a gratitude seat? And I use the analogy of seats because you kind of can only be on one at a time. In other words, what you're choosing to be in that 10 seconds is what you're choosing to be. And that's a point of view that leads you then towards just being you, which is everything. So everything that is, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, and all the spaces and places where you think even in a 10 seconds increment, you can only be one thing. Or receive one thing or perceive one thing. So everything and all that is, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Cool. So right now, guys, tune into gratitude, the energy of gratitude. So maybe perceive what it's like to be in gratitude or when someone's grateful for you, what that feels like for you. And now tune into judgment. So when you are in judgment of you, or someone is in judgment of you, or you're in judgment of you, get that energy of judgment. And if I asked you a question, can judgment and gratitude coexist? So can you be in judgment and gratitude at the exact same time? Now, for me, the answer is no. And then if I asked you, can you be in judgment and healing, for example, at the same time? Can you be in judgment and infinite possibilities at the same time? And for me, guys, all of that's a huge no. So, what if you do have choice? So all the space and places that you've bought the lie you don't have choice, that you are at the effect of the grumpy boss or the financial situation, what if that's not true, guys? What if you have the power and it is working a muscle? Because maybe you've, for a long time, bought the lie that that's just what happens. When you've got no money, you have to respond this way. When you lose a job, you have to respond that way. When a marriage ends, you have to respond that way. What if that's not true? What if you actually can choose exactly how you choose to respond if you were being you, not how society says that you should respond? So right now, just feel some gratitude. Feel the energy of gratitude entering your body. And maybe right now think of something that you're not grateful for. So think of something that's bothering you, whether it's a person or whatever. Think of something that's bothering you. And now, just before we go to break, what if you actually ask the question, what am I grateful for that I'm not willing to be grateful for? Or who am I not grateful for that if I was grateful for would change everything instantaneously? Okay, we're going to go to break and I'll catch you on the other side, guys. Back soon.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Are you willing to choose greater? Are you ready to be the creator, magician, alchemist, and leader of your own reality, where anything and everything is possible? On ChoosingGreater.com, Grace offers you magical ways to create and actualize the life you desire through telecalls, hangouts, books, and audios, psychic readings, and private sessions to catalyze your life and living with ease, joy, and glory. Are you loving the tools of Access Consciousness? For just $5 a month, you can sign up for the Planet Possibilities Pack, where you'll receive written and audio downloads of the clearings from each show, as well as a magic meditation for creating and receiving even more. You can also enjoy sound samples of Grace's ethereal voice, healing music, and meditations. You're listening to her music right now. More possibilities await you at choosinggreater.com.
Sometimes in the busyness of daily living, we can forget who we truly are as spiritual beings, with intent and purpose fueling our goals and dreams. Remembering begins with navigating belief structures, family or cultural expectations and history, so we can find our way. Listen in to Timeshare with host Marie Jackson. Marie and her regular contributors discuss life's questions, challenges, obstacles, and rewards, all bringing us to the spirit of who we are. Timeshare with Marie Jackson can be heard live every Thursday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness. You are listening to A Space of Being. To reach Grace Hart or her guest today, please call our toll-free number in North America, 866-472-5795. That's 866-472-5795. You may also want to send an email to choosinggreater@gmail.com. And now, back to A Space of Being.
Hey guys, welcome back. So what was I meaning by being grateful for someone that you really shouldn't be grateful for or you don't want to be grateful for? Well, as I said before, when you're functioning from gratitude, judgment can't exist. And if someone's behaving in a way that's totally inappropriate or not okay or whatever, you know, how much can you change that? Not very much, right? But what you can change is how you perceive it, how you respond to it, what you do with that. And one of the things in Access is we talk about some questions. So what is it? What can I do about it? Can I change it? And how do I change it? Now, these are really simple four questions. However, they pretty much can be used for everything. So let's just say someone's really bothering you. So what is it? Okay, they're being mean. And sometimes it's really cool just to acknowledge that. Wow, okay, they're choosing meanness. Now, their beingness isn't mean. And this is one of the things, guys, where judgment can stick you. You know, think of someone, whether it's an ex-partner or someone that you're, you know, angry at or has behaved inappropriately, and really get really honest. And maybe even ask the question, does that person show kindness to others? Is that person generous to others? And I can bet you they are, generally speaking. So in other words, they have that capacity with other people. And so what's going on between you and them is what's going on between you and them. And you can change that by the questions you ask and the points of views that you choose. And the best way to get out of funk with somebody is to be in gratitude for them. So what is it? Okay, they're being mean. What is it? What can I do about it? Okay, what can you do about it? Well, I can choose gratitude. So what's the gift here that I am refusing to see? Or what's right about this that I'm not getting? What else is possible here? And as I said, sometimes it just actually assists you to acknowledge that they're being mean. Because a lot of people like to pretend that's not happening or try to understand why it's happening. And how much energy is involved in that, guys? What if in that moment you went, okay, I'm not going to sit on the judgment seat. I'm going to sit on the gratitude seat. I'm going to sit on the possibility seat. I'm going to sit on the awareness seat, the question seat, the choice seat, the contribution seat. I have all these amazing seats that I can choose. And so much more. What else is possible? So what is it? What can I do about it? Can I change it? Okay. Now, this is a really cool question because when you actually ask from awareness, not from a point of view or judgment, can I actually change this? So in other words, if it's an ex-partner who doesn't like you and you ask the question, can I change this? And you get a no, that's your awareness. So cool, in this 10 seconds, it's a no. So let it go. It's not your job to change it. It can't be changed in this 10 seconds. And it's so important, guys, when you have an awareness, please don't conclude that that awareness is for all time and space. Because again, that's a judgment. Oh, okay, in this 10 seconds, I have the awareness that they're not willing to change. Cool. In this 10 seconds, awesome. They're not willing to change. But if you actually then lump a judgment to it, they're never going to change. That means they're never going to change. I knew it. I knew they would never change. Oh, I've wasted or whatever. Then what does that create? So what I'm inviting you to, guys, is what if you actually had far more ability to create your life than you've ever imagined? And what if it's just about getting out of the cycle of this reality, which says that you have no choice, which says you're, or at the very most, you have limited choice. So, you know, using another analogy, it's kind of like, imagine going into a restaurant and there's only one item on the menu. So you guess you have a choice. You have a choice to go into the restaurant. However, when you arrive, you can only have that one item. And then there's another restaurant that you could choose to go into where there's maybe 20 items on the menu. And some of them are really disgusting and some of them are really beautiful for you. You know, that's choice, right? And you feel pretty good about that. It's like, wow, I like this restaurant. I like that I can have so much to choose from. And then, of course, what I'd love to get you to is, what if there is no restaurant? What if there is no menu? And what if you actually could create anything and everything that you desire with ease? And that's something that I'm now becoming more and more aware of, that we actually have that choice. So right now, anything that's bothering you, anything that's sticking you, one of the tools of access is light and heavy. So if it's light, it's true for you, and if it's heavy, it's a lie. And a lot of people can get a little bit confused on what that lightness is, like, oh, it's really light for me to eat a whole box of chocolates, for example. That's not the lightness I'm talking about. So what's the lightness? Well, what if I said to you, actually, just tune in on your name. So my name is such and such. And when I say your name is such and such, and it's your actual name, there'd just be this space, there'd be this kind of lightness, because it's true, that's your name. Or if I said to you, honey, you're a gift. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to this show. I'm so grateful. And you're such a gift here to change the world. Now, that would kind of, I'm assuming, make you feel like light. It's like, yeah, on some level I really get consciously that I know I'm a gift. And if I said that to you that you're stupid and useless, can you feel that, how it goes dense, how it goes down? So that's the lightness and heavy. And guys, I would love you for this next week to really pay attention to your judgments, good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, and put a what else is possible on the end of that. So you might say, wow, I've got the cutest, hottest guy in my life. Like, how did I get so lucky? And what else is possible? Because if you just stick to, oh, I've got the cutest, hottest, amazing guy in my world, you're doing that from what you've perceived. You know, you might perceive he's hot because he's a certain height, he looks a certain way, he's got a beautiful voice, he's got a freaking awesome smile, he smells good, whatever. You know, you've got your judgments of what, you know, freaking hot, awesome guy is. But when you say what else is possible, it actually can allow that relationship to expand even further into possibilities. And also, as I said, pay attention to the not so great judgments that you have of yourself or others, and catch it, guys, with no point of view. Don't make yourself wrong. Just catch it. Wow, okay, cool. I just judged myself. What else is possible here? So remember, what is it? What can I do about it? Can I change it? How do I change it? So let's say you've just got out of the shower, you've looked down and you've seen cellulite or fat or whatever it is. Cool. What is it? Judgment. I've just judged my body. Cool. What can I do about it? Okay, what I can do about it right now is actually give some love to and gratitude to my body. Apologize. Or you might have a different awareness of what's required. So what is it? What can I do about it? Can I change it? How do I change it? So these are all really simple ways, guys, for you to get out of this stuck reality of talking about your problems. And guys, that's a seat too. The story seat. The story seat where, and the story seat's about where you chat away about your problems thinking, that it's going to get you somewhere, thinking it's going to create change. And guys, it's a really cheeky seat, the story seat, because it doesn't do that. It promotes itself as that. It promotes itself as, oh, when you sit on the story seat, you know, you can get validation from your friends. You can feel a little better, a bit better. You may have the odd, oh, I'd like to change it, or feel like you're growing in some way. However, the story seat's a bit of a lie, and it actually keeps you co-creating and recreating the trauma, drama, upset, and intrigue in your life. So one of the killings that we do in Access is, what stupidity are you using for the trauma, drama, upset, and intrigue you are choosing? Everything and all that that is, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what do I mean by stupidity? So in Access, when we say stupidity, what we're actually meaning is unawareness. So like a blonde moment. It's like, oh, that wasn't very bright when I chose that. So it's not from a judgment. It's not from, geez, you're so silly. It's from that space of, oops, okay, that was a bit stupid. That was a bit of an unawareness moment. Okay, what's next? What else can I choose? And, you know, guys, if there's anyone listening out there that's made a choice that didn't work so well, instead of beating yourself up about it, go, cool, okay, that was an awesome awareness, you know, and what else is possible? How can we change this? Okay. So one of the things that I'd like to share before we go to the next break is, what if all your thoughts, feelings, and emotions were not awareness? Now, what I mean by that is, what if? What if all your thoughts, feelings, emotions, A, don't belong to you, and B, are not an awareness? And what, in fact, what if all your thoughts, feelings, and emotions was actually an awareness that you were refusing? Okay, so maybe you're having a moment of, what the? I don't get that. So in this reality, we've made thoughts, feelings, and emotions significant. So let's just do a clearing about that. So all the spaces and places where you've bought the lie that thoughts, feelings, and emotions are the way to move through things or create things, etc., or you require them, they're important. Everything that is right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So guys, before you go into, you know, feelings are really important and, you know, that you can't not feel, then you'd be a robot. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that when you function from that story, trauma, drama, upset. So one of the things that we say in Access is when someone says, I think I should do this, or maybe they're asking you, like, what should I do about this? I really need to work this out. So in other words, they're in thinking. One thing that would really help them or you, if you're in that moment thinking about things, ask them or ask yourself, what do you know? Because one of the things we talk about in Access is the lower harmonics are thoughts, feelings, emotions, sex, and no sex. And the higher, if you like, that when you're functioning from infinite being, that's when you perceive, know, be, and receive. So again, if you're thinking, instead of going, I think I should, you know, change this job, or I think I should move house, what do you know? And when someone says, or you says, I feel like I'm feeling so sad, or I'm feeling so down, ask them, what are they perceiving or sensing? And that'll shift them to the higher harmonics. That'll shift them into their infinite being of perceive, know, be, and receive. And when someone says, I'm so upset, you know, I'm really emotional and you know, ask them or ask yourself, who am I being right now? Or who are you being right now? Because how often, guys, do you notice that you behave in a way and you go, wow, who was that? Or you're with a loved one or with someone and they just behave in a way and you go, wow, what was that about? And sometimes, guys, we can function from that autopilot, or we function from being somebody else. We've learned to be like our mum in relation to something, or we respond like our dad in this situation. So everything that is in all the spaces and places that you're functioning from, thoughts, feelings, and emotions, sex, and no sex, let's just destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what awareness are you refusing that you could be choosing? There's a plane flying overhead. Hi, guys. Now, maybe that's an awareness that I'm going to be traveling. Okay, so everything that is right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So just before we go to break, what awareness are you refusing that you could be choosing? And what awarenesses are you avoiding? All right, we'll go to break and we'll catch you on the other side. Take care, guys. Bye.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Are you willing to choose greater? Are you ready to be the creator, magician, alchemist, and leader of your own reality, where anything and everything is possible? On ChoosingGreater.com, Grace offers you magical ways to create and actualize the life you desire through telecalls, hangouts, books, and audios, psychic readings, and private sessions to catalyze your life and living with ease, joy, and glory. Are you loving the tools of Access Consciousness? For just $5 a month, you can sign up for the Planet Possibilities Pack, where you'll receive written and audio downloads of the clearings from each show, as well as a magic meditation for creating and receiving even more. You can also enjoy sound samples of Grace's ethereal voice, healing music, and meditations. You're listening to her music right now. More possibilities await you at choosinggreater.com. Broaden your mind. Open your heart for a greater understanding of how to express your pure and authentic nature. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Simran, author, publisher, and life mentor, broadens minds and opens hearts to a greater understanding of life, consciousness, and humanity. 1111 Talk Radio is every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. 1111 Talk Radio. You are not on a journey. You are the journey. You are experience experiencing itself. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. You are listening to A Space of Being. To reach Grace Hart or her guest today, please call our toll-free number in North America, 866-472-5795. That's 866-472-5795. You may also want to send an email to choosinggreater@gmail.com. And now, back to A Space of Being.
Hey guys, welcome back. So, just following in on what I was saying before the break, what awarenesses are you refusing that you could be choosing? Because one of the things that we do, which is really, really tricky, is we go into judgment and we create points of views to actually keep us in struggle, keep us in no choice. And that's pretty cute, right? And, you know, we'd like to go into why. Why would we do that? And, you know, what if why was not a question? And I know it is, logically, but what does it create? So when you say, why is that person doing that? Or why is that happening to me? Or why does this keep on going on? And what if you could change anything? What if you had total choice? And what if you actually allowed yourself to receive some of this awareness? That you're refusing. And guys, this is getting into something where, you know, it can be a little bit awkward, it can be a little bit uncomfortable to receive, but how many points of views are you choosing that's not allowing you to have a life of greatness? And one of the things that I really realized and recently realized was about back doors. Gary Douglas has, he's created this book, The Utopian Ideal. And I fully recommend it. It's on the Access Consciousness site. And one of the things in there, it talks about back doors. Now, when you've got a back door open, just get the energy of it. So let's just use the example of if you're in a relationship with someone. So if you're in a relationship with someone and you've got your back door open, what does that look like? What does that mean? Well, an example could be, let's say you go into a relationship and you have the deal breaker of no affairs, or and let's just stick with that. So no affairs. So what if that creates a backdoor? Now, what that means is if you've got a backdoor which says, okay, if it looks like he's having an affair or smells like he's having an affair, I'm out. Okay, get the energy of that. Now, the funny thing is, even if you're not cognitively looking and trying to find out whether he's or she's having an affair, you know, maybe you're not even functioning from that cognitively, it's there as an energy. If you've got a deal breaker as if he does this or she does this, I'm out, your back door is open, guys. And the funny thing about back doors, and when I say funny, it's not funny, it's really mean to you and to everybody else, is that if your back door's open, you're continually judging. You're judging your environment, you're judging you, and you're judging your sweet partner. And the crazy thing is that usually when you have your back door open on something, you actually end up recreating that anyway. And how much fun is it to be with someone when on some level, as I said, it might not be cognitive, but definitely energetic, they're always in judgment of you. You know, what if you actually went to work? This actually happened for me. I was at work and there was this guy. I crossed the road and it was one of those huge intersections where you actually have two sets of lights. In other words, you have a light to get to halfway and then you have to wait for a light change again to get to the next. And I just had the awareness to get up and get a coffee from across the road, and it was really super strong. And this was when I was 19. I didn't know about access, but I definitely lived in the 10-second increments. So I just trusted my awareness, and I went across the road, and there was a guy that was walking from the other side of the road. So, of course, we met halfway. And all I did was just smile at him. And I kept walking one way, and he kept walking the other. Anyway, at that time, I was working in a medical center, working with people who had eating disorders. Anyway, I got paged by the receptionist saying, there's a hysterical man in the waiting room. What do I do? Help. Anyway, I went out, and it was this guy, and he was just sobbing, and he just grabbed me and sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. Anyway, I took him into the room, and basically, he was going to commit suicide. There was a train station just across the road. And he was just thanking me. And the reason he chose not to is because I smiled. So how much judgment was in his world? And with just gratitude, because one of the things I did, sorry, I did say something. I smiled and I said, isn't it a beautiful day? That's all I said. However, it created a change in his world because of the gratitude. I was having gratitude for him because he was lovely. And I was having gratitude for the day. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you the story is not about that, even though it fed into the judgment thing. He gave me a cuddle, and he had like a perfume. You know, he had, I've forgotten what they call it for guys, but anyway, you know what I'm talking about. I can hear you all letting me know what it is, but I can't. Aftershave, thank you. So, you know, that kind of smell. And so when I went home, I had it on me. But I didn't know. I actually couldn't really smell it on me. It wasn't an offensive smell or a very strong smell. And there was a judgment there of, who have you been with? And it was really interesting for me because then it got me really worried on, oh, now I can't, like, I better be really careful of who I hug. Whereas imagine if I didn't hug that person. So what I'm trying to kind of invite you to is, how much judgment is killing your relationships? How much judgment is killing your sweet body? How much judgment is killing your life? And I'm saying this not to let you go, oh my God, now it's even more terrible. Like I've been, you know, I've judged so much and I'm so bad. And you know, I'm not saying it from that perspective. I'm saying like, wow, okay, well, all right, munchkins, we're going to take a break and I will see you on the other side. See you soon.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Are you willing to choose greater? Are you ready to be the creator, magician, alchemist, and leader of your own reality? where anything and everything is possible. On ChoosingGreater.com, Grace offers you magical ways to create and actualize the life you desire through telecalls, hangouts, books, and audios, psychic readings, and private sessions to catalyze your life and living with ease, joy, and glory. Are you loving the tools of Access Consciousness? For just $5 a month, you can sign up for the Planet Possibilities Pack, where you'll receive written and audio downloads of the clearings from each show, as well as a magic meditation for creating and receiving even more. You can also enjoy sound samples of Grace's ethereal voice, healing music, and meditations. You're listening to her music right now. More possibilities await you at choosinggreater.com. Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. You are listening to A Space of Being. To reach Grace Hart or her guest today, please call our toll-free number in North America, 866-472-5795. That's 866-472-5795. You may also want to send an email to choosinggreater@gmail.com. And now, back to A Space of Being.
Hey guys, sorry about that. We are in Australia at the moment, and where I'm living at the moment, the internet is not that great. They're doing some servicing to it, so I apologize for that. Okay, so where we were at is, now that we're heading to close, is I would just love you to get that energy. Get the energy of judgment. Get the energy of gratitude. And really, what if you could choose? And what if, when we were talking about the back doors, what if you could choose to close them? So as I said, when you're in a relationship and you've got the back door open, how much time are you actually spending in judgment of the person, your environment? And my interesting point of view is a lot. In fact, probably always. And what would happen if you closed that back door? Now, closing the back door doesn't mean that you're stuck in that room or stuck in that relationship. It just means that it's closed and now you can make a choice. You can move forward. So if that relationship isn't working for you, cool. You could choose to leave. You could choose something totally different. You could ask more questions. But there's a very different energy to, I'm going to keep checking my back door, to, I've shut the back door. I'm here, honey. I'm here. I'm present with you. And I'm not even looking there anymore. It's closed. I'm with you. And when you actually show up in the relationship that way, then you can look at it objectively from an awareness, not from a judgment. And then you can make a choice to choose something greater, choose something different, choose to make changes in the relationship so it can work for you, or choose to leave the relationship. But you're not sneaking out the back door and you're not holding them in judgment all the time based on what your back doors are. So guys, have a think, well not think, what do you know about the back doors that you've got open? And are you willing to close them? Because guys, when the back doors are closed, not only are you willing to receive them, you're actually willing to receive you. So how many back doors have you opened to you? And what else is possible? Are you willing to close them? Everything that is, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So one of the ways in Access that we get out of judgment is the judgment process, the meaning process. And they're just four questions. And guys, this might sound really simple. However, if you actually play with this, it can actually totally destroy and uncreate all the judgment that you're functioning from in particular ways or particular issues. So the first question is, actually, before I go into the actual questions, get something. Get something that you're in judgment on. It could be your body. It could be money. It could be somebody. So the first question is truth. What does blank? Now, when I say blank, you put that person's name in or put that issue in. So in other words, what does blank mean? You could say, what does John mean to me? What does money mean to me? What does creating trauma and drama mean to me?
So what does blank mean to me is the first question. And always start that question with truth. So truth, what does blank mean to me? And you're not actually asking for an answer. You're asking to just create the awareness, the energy, and then just run the clearing statement. Everything that is, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. So you may actually get some words, which is great too. So sometimes an energy will come up. Sometimes you might get a word. So what does John mean to me? So I don't know a John. I'm just using that analogy just in case. So what does John mean to me? It could mean happiness. It could mean upset. It could mean a whole lot of things. And you just keep on asking that question over and over again till you feel it lighten up. The next question is truth. What do I mean to money? Or what do I mean to blank? Or what do I mean to John? And again, just keep asking that question. Sometimes an energy will come up. Sometimes you'll get a word. And just run the clearing statement till it lightens up. The third question is truth. What does sex with blank mean to me? Now, this is, you know, maybe an odd thing like, what? What do you mean sex with money or sex with, you know, if you're, for example, running a clearing on your mum? You know, what does sex with my mum mean to me? Like, really? What? That's a crazy question. Well, one of the things we talked about, and I mentioned it just before in one of the break, before one of the breaks, is thinking is knowing. So the lower harmonics of thinking is knowing. And, you know, one of the things we talked about is sex and no sex is actually perceiving and receiving. So when you're asking about sex with your mom, what you're saying is, what am I not perceiving or receiving about my mom? It's just in this reality, we sometimes, all the time, but mostly all the time, actually misidentify and misapply sex as receiving. In other words, we only receive with sex. We don't think of receiving as a thing that we just be. So that's what that question's kind of about. So truth, what does sex with blank mean to me? And so really what it's saying is, what does perceiving being receiving mean to me? And also the lower harmonics, what is sex and no sex mean to me about this person or about this situation or this issue? And again, keep asking it. Start it with a truth. Truth, what does sex with blank mean to me? Keep asking it till it lightens up. And then the last one is truth. What does sex with me mean to blank? And you just keep asking that question. Again, energy or words, whatever comes up, keep asking it, pod-pocking it to clear the energy. Because guys, as I said before, you know, anything that's heavy isn't true for you. It's a lie. And anything that's light is true for you. So when you're having those feelings about money or those feelings about blank or all that sort of stuff, chances are it's heavy. Chances are it's points of views. Chances are it's judgments. And this will actually clear it. It's so simple. Amazing things show up if you do it. Are you willing to? Are you willing to give yourself the gift of a different seat? And how much fun has it been sitting on the judgment seat? And as I said, guys, what does it actually create? One of the things I'd love you to start playing with is, what if everything you thought, everything you spoke, everything you did created something? Now, it might create judgment. It might create lack. It might create a whole lot of things that you don't want, but you're still creating. And so what if just for this week you actually played with the different seats that you have available to sit on? So if you find yourself sitting on a judgment seat or a resisting and reacting seat or a defending seat, what if instead of making yourself wrong, what if you actually said, wow, I actually have power here. I can choose something totally different. I can choose a multidimensional seat. I can choose the being me seat. I can choose the infinite possibility seat. I can choose to ask questions. That's a really cool seat to sit on. What is it? What can I do about it? Can I change it? How do I change it? Imagine a world where we all function from awareness, not judgment. Now, a lot of people get confused around awareness and judgment. They think we actually do need to be in judgment. We need to judge if someone's being mean. So we don't, you know, this is going to be an abusive relationship. I need to judge that so I can know. What if that's a lie? What if you don't actually require judgment? What if all you require is awareness? What if the greatest seat that you can sit on is the awareness seat, the infinite being seat, the infinite possibility seat? Now, the cool thing is these seats are, you can sit on all at once. You can be in gratitude on the gratitude seat and the awareness seat. They work well together. You can be on the infinite possibility seat and the question seat. You can be, all these light seats can work together. And equally, all the heavy seats like to work together. The judgment, the blame, the guilt, the anger, the punishment, the abuse. They're all seats that can happen simultaneously too. It's just a choice, guys. And, you know, one of the things that, actually, let's go there right now. Just imagine you're sitting or standing on the happiness seat or platform. Just imagine that. I'm choosing happiness. How much fun could I have with this situation? You know, so if you don't want to go to work and let's say you're driving to work right now, okay, cool. I'm choosing grumpy. I'm choosing I really hate this job. I'm choosing I'm already tired and I haven't even got there. Okay, that's an interesting choice. What does it create? Oh, more judgment. Oh, more upset. Oh, more tiredness. Okay, what if when I'm driving, I sat on the hysterical seat, like the hysterical funny seat, the pleasure seat, the orgasmic seat, the joyful seat, the seat that creates infinite possibilities right away, the seat that allows me to be in total gratitude and excitement, that seat. What if I choose to sit on those seats on the way to work? Now, you might think I'm crazy. However, play with it. There's always something you can be grateful for. There's always something that you can create. There's always something that you can change and choose. And guys, as I said, if you came into this world and you're still sitting on the one choice, no choice, small choice seat, that's okay. What else can you choose? So please, you know, if I can invite you, because I've been on that upset seat. I've been on that seat where I've been like shocked with, wow, that's happened. Okay, what do I do now? I've sat on the miserable seat. And guys, sitting on them doesn't make it change. What changes it is you choosing something totally different. You choosing to have the courage. And it takes courage, guys, because everyone's choosing those seats. You get attention when you're on the miserable seat. You don't tend to get much attention when you're on the happiness seat. Well, actually you do, but you get judgment. What's wrong with you? Are you on drugs? You're taking life not seriously enough. You know, you'll get lots of judgments. And the more money you make, you'll get even more judgment. But that's okay. What if you allowed everyone to sit on their judgment seats and you just receive their judgments? Are you willing to? Are you willing to drop your barriers and let everyone have a judgment of you? Good, bad, right, wrong, true, not true. Who cares? What if you just had an interesting point of view? What if it wasn't your job to try and fix it or change it? What if your job was just to receive it? So guys, as a close, what would it be like if you functioned from awareness this week? And as I said, you can have awareness that someone's mean. You can have awareness that if I get into a relationship with them, it'll be abusive. But that doesn't make them wrong for those choices. That's just like, oh, I have an awareness that you don't like yourself right now. So if I was to be in a relationship with you, it wouldn't actually work. Cool. It's not making them wrong. It's just an awareness. And when you function from awareness, it's a kindness. It's a oneness. It's a kingdom of we. When you function from judgment, it's separating, guys. It's separating you from yourself. It's separating you from receiving. So right now, as we close, get the energy of the life that you are desiring, the life that you are choosing. If everything and anything was possible, what would you choose? Get the energy of that, guys. And what if that was a seat that you were following and choosing? Let the energy of that seat guide you. Does that person match the energy seat of the life that you're choosing? Great, play with them. If they don't, cool. That's an awareness. Awesome. Move on. Keep going. What's next? What else is possible? Okay, guys, I adore you. Thank you so much for listening in now and in the future. And take care. If you'd like to know more about me, please go to accessconsciousness.com. You can find me there as well as one of the certified facilitators. And you can also go to choosinggreater.com. Okay, I adore you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
We're grateful for you tuning in to A Space of Being. Do join us again next Wednesday at 2 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time for another adventure on the Seventh Wave Channel. I wonder what magic will show up for you during next week's show.